everybody, and welcome to Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast, episode number 48, Doug Dillard Interview and Mayberry Days. This podcast is brought to you by Weaver's Department Store. If you're looking for a Mayberry t-shirt or something Mayberry for your car, wooden building fronts, Mayberry-related DVDs, CDs, artwork, including some autographed things, books, board games, or Barney Fife thermometers and light switch covers, Weaver's has them. Drop by and have a look around. We've just redesigned the site. Looks a little bit different, but not too much. You'll still be able to find all your favorite Mayberry things. So drop by weaversdepartmentstore.com. Hello, everybody. This is Alan Newsom, your host of Two Chairs No Waiting. On this episode, we're going to be talking with Doug Dillard. Now, the interview is really short. I spoke with him. I should say who he is, Doug Dillard, in case you don't know. He's one of the Darlin' Boys, the one that plays the banjo. And I got to speak with him back in 1998 at Mayberry and Meadowview, along with a bunch of the other cast members that we've heard interviews from in the past. And so this one's really short. It's only a little over a minute and a half long or something like that. So let's get into that. And then after we talk with Doug, we're going to come back and talk about Mayberry Days, which is coming up. It's always the last weekend in September, last full weekend. So first, let's hear about what Doug's got to say.
Doug, you played the banjo-playing Darlin' Boy.
Yes, I sure did.
And I know you've done a lot of these events, and you get to meet a lot of fans. What's been your reception, or the fans, your impression of the fans of the Andy Griffith Show?
They're very loyal. They're wonderful people, and they love the Andy Griffith Show, and what else can I say?
That's right. And I know the Dillards, I didn't realize their webpage, you know, tells all kinds of information about you guys. They're opening for Elton John and stuff in the past.
Somebody knows more about me than I know about myself, to tell you the truth about it.
And, I know a lot of people that play banjo also, you know, they look up to you as like a goal, maybe, to be able to play like you.
Well, I don't know about that. I guess it's just lucky that I happen to be on a good show that shows all of us and what we are and our talents and everything. I don't know. I have no answers for that.
I just know you do such a great job. It impresses me watching how fast you can move your fingers.
Yeah, they were leaving my hands.
That's right. I want to thank you. And you're in Mayberry Days every year and have been every year doing shows up there. So the fans want to see you. It's a great place for them to see you.
It certainly is. A lot of good times up there in Mount Airy on Mayberry Days. All kinds of good things happening there. Yeah, well, everybody come out and see us.
Yeah, I want to thank you. Thank you for your time.
Whoa, boy, I told you it was a quick interview. That was really short. So that was, like I said, back in 1998, and I just started trying to interview folks, and I didn't know what I was doing. But Doug took a little bit of time. We were trying to rehearse to get ready for a show, and he couldn't stay around. He had to run off and rehearse, and I knew it. So I was trying to hurry the interview, but wow, that was really short. Hey, Doug is a great guy, as is Rodney, his brother, Rodney Dillard. And that's where the name The Dillards came from. So the Darlin' Boys, their band is really The Dillards. And over the years at Mayberry Days, Doug Dillard has appeared at every Mayberry Days. And this will be the 20th anniversary of Mayberry Days. The 20th annual Mayberry Days is coming up this year. This is currently 2009. So the last full weekend of September is when you'll find Mayberry Days, and I want to definitely encourage you to show up there. And the hope is that I'll be able to interview Rodney and Doug either then, or I'm going to catch up with them by phone. But they've got some big news, and I wanted to go ahead and tell you this as well. The Dillards will be inducted into the International Bluegrass Hall of Fame on the stage at the Rhinum Auditorium in October. It'll be October 1st of 2009. This is a huge, huge honor for the Darlin' Boys, the Dillards. You know, they played from and opened for, as I mentioned a little bit in there, Elton John, all kinds of bands. The Byrds, they were with them. Arlo Guthrie, Earl Scruggs, all these folks Dillards have played with in one way or the other. They've been a major force in bluegrass music for over 40 years. You know, Doug, he's been somewhat, I guess, kind or humble would be the right word. Folks do look up to him in the way he plays the banjo. He can pick the banjo like nobody else. His fingers, you should just see him move. When Andy Griffith first heard him playing Doug's tune, which, that song, that song's called Doug's Tune. And when Andy first heard it, he thought they had sped the music up because Doug's playing the banjo so fast in that. And I've been, because I do Floyd the Barber, I've been at a lot of the events where they're playing, and I'm right off stage or just off stage and can see his hands and his fingers. Wow, they move fast. So, and Rodney, great guy, amazing person. He, if you hadn't got to see him play a harmonica, you'll definitely want to do that because that's a wonderful thing they do during the shows. Coming up at Mayberry Days, which is the next event they'll be at, and something I want to encourage you to be at, because if you can't come this year, or you miss this podcast, or you're hearing it later, Mayberry Days, again, is the last full weekend of September every year. So make plans to be there, because the Dillards will be there. And this year, let me go ahead and we'll slip into that. I want to congratulate the boys again about being inducted, but this is going to be the 20th annual Mayberry Days. And it's put on by the Surrey Arts Council. It brings fans and friends from all over the country to Andy Griffith's hometown of Mount Airy, North Carolina. Now, this year, they're going to have a special guest. We're going to have Betty Lynn, Thelma Lou, Karen Knotts, she's the daughter of Don Knotts, Maggie Peterson, Charlene, Rodney and Doug, as I just mentioned, the Dillards, the Darling Boys, Elizabeth McCray, she was Luann Poovey, we've talked about her, I think, last week with Gary. She was also on one episode of the Andy Griffith Show. James Best, we've interviewed him and got to and been friends with James. He's a great guy. Go back and listen to those interviews if you hadn't heard them. But he's Jim Lindsay on the Andy Griffith Show. Jackie Joseph, I'm hoping to get to interview her. She'll be fun. She was Romina, Ernest T. Bass's My Darn Romina, that one. Leroy McNeese, he was on Leroy Mack, you'll hear him call that. He was on Mayberry on Record. He was one of the boys that were playing for the guy who was recording a record. You remember that? He was one of them. And he was on actually a couple episodes, but you'd know him from that. And George Spence, he played Frank, the fiance. He was, I think Gloria was her name. It was a color episode. She came to town, and at the end of the episode, he shows up and gets to kiss her and takes her back with him. So, anyway, George is a great guy. He's been to Mayberry Days for several years, and he is just a pleasure to get to meet. So I definitely want to encourage you, if you haven't ever been to Mayberry Days, you need to just, you know, bite the bullet and try to get up there or down there, depending on where you live. But it's something for the whole family. It's a hard event to explain. So I would encourage you, there's going to be a link on the website to some videos that I've placed online that some people either given me or my wife actually shot that are things that happened in the past at Mayberry Days. And just watching that will give you some kind of an idea of the things that you might look forward to. If you go to Mayberry Days, when you get to town, you want to pick up the Mayberry Confidential. Now, the Mayberry Confidential, you can get last year's if you want to see what it looks like. If you go to mayberrydays.org, there's a link on that webpage. Let me see here if I'm telling you the right page. That's that will take you to, well, I've lost page two. I got all these pages in my hand of notes. Here we go, Mayberry Days. Yeah, mayberrydays.org. If you go there, you'll be able to find the Mayberry Confidential, and you can kind of see what's going on. But if you go to Mount Airy, when you get to Mayberry Days, look around. They'll be all over town. You'll be able to pick them up just about anywhere. They're free. They'll tell you all the events that are going on during Mayberry Days, and you'll be able to kind of plan your weekend out by looking at the Mayberry Confidential. Folks, there's everything. There's golf tournaments. There's Karen Knotts is going to be doing her show called Tied Up in Knots. She's going to do that one on Friday. She's going to do it at 12:30 at the cinema. The Dillards have a matinee concert that's at 3 o'clock on Friday. Now, that one's not sold out, but I believe their evening one may be. The evening concert's at 7, the Dillards. And they're going to be showing there at the downtown cinema. They're showing The Ghost of Mr. Chicken. The VW Boys will be there and doing a salute to Mayberry. And then the next day, Saturday, there's all kinds of things going on then, too. It starts off the day with a parade, the Mayberry Days Parade, which is, what time does that start? Let's see here. I've got it in my hands. The Mayberry Days Parade is on Saturday. It starts at 9 o'clock that morning, so drop by down there. On Friday, you'll want to go to the Mayor's Proclamation. That's at 10:30. That's free. Those things are free. The things you have to pay for are like the Dillard's Concert, the VW Boys, Colonel Tim's. Colonel Tim's is there's a matinee and an evening show. And the evening show is similar to the matinee. And if you can't get into the evening show, the matinee is fun. But the evening show is always just a little bit better because there's just more people there, more excitement. People are just fired up, and it's the last thing we'll be doing at Mayberry Days for the weekend. So I want to encourage you, and as long as you're there, there will be on Saturday a Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter silent auction. It's a silent auction. They hold it right in front of the Andy Griffith Playhouse. And you can pick up all kinds of unique Mayberry items, including autographed memorabilia, handmade things, things that people make. There's all kinds of things that are donated. And they have the silent auction, and it's from about 10 o'clock till noon. And all the proceeds go to the Surrey Arts Council to help them put on Mayberry Days. And plus, wow, there's some really cool things you'll find there. I've gotten several things over the years that I've been on, and my wife's actually won. So I know this may be boring to all you guys that don't get to go, but let me just tell you, Mayberry Days is a very special event. It's not really driven so much by the cast members that are there, even though we love them being there. The thing about Mayberry Days that's so special is that the town of Mount Airy, North Carolina, for a few days, 3 days, becomes Mayberry, North Carolina. And the folks you see walking around town, they're all going to smile, they're going to laugh, they're going to talk to you, they're going to be saying Shazam, yelling citizens arrest at everybody that crosses the street. You know, it's that kind of atmosphere. And I encourage you, if you love the Andy Griffith Show, to come to Mayberry Days at least once and see if you don't like it. I'm almost sure you will. So hope you'll see us there, because I'll be there as Floyd. And if you come and you enjoy the podcast, make sure you drop by and say hi to me. If you don't like the podcast, you know, you don't really have to talk to me. That'd be okay. But no, I'd like to meet you either way. So drop by and say hi, and I hope we'll see you at Mayberry Days. And don't forget, I don't know if it's going to be on TV or anything, but be thinking about the Dillards October 1st when they're inducted into the Bluegrass Hall of Fame. All right, folks, it's a shorter podcast with just a whole lot of me talking, and I hope you enjoyed it. And we'll see you next week on Two Chairs No Waiting. Well, before we go, don't forget to write me and let me know what you think. You can email me at floyd@mayberry.com or call me at 888-684-8415. I hope that's the right number. And you can drop by mayberry.com/podcast and leave comments there. Or you can go to Facebook at facebook.com/twochairs, and you can see me. That number again is 888-684-8415. Folks, I'd love to hear from you. All right, that's it. I won't keep you this time. Folks, I'm enjoying it. We're heading for a year. I can't believe it. So I'd love to hear from you, because I'm running a little bit low. I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do next year. Am I going to keep going and doing weekly shows, or going to drop back to doing, you know, every 2 weeks or something, just to make it a little easier. I don't know. I really enjoy it, but I can see from just looking at the numbers that folks tend to listen to the episodes, you know, 2 or 3 weeks late, maybe 4 weeks sometimes, because the numbers pile up a lot as you go further back. But I can see that there's only, you know, 100 or 200 that listen to them on a regular basis, and then it pops up into the 500 or 600 range for some of the older episodes that as they age out to being a month or so old. So maybe I'm doing too many. Maybe maybe we're not taking life easy and slow enough. So I'd love to hear from you guys. Just let me know, and we'll keep them coming. Talk to you later.
You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavor swirling together with cold brew topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. And that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.